A great battle is a terrible thing, the old knight said. But in the midst of blood and carnage, there is sometimes also beauty, beauty that could break your heart. George R. R. Martin. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, or so it's said. The day he walked, limped into my clinic, there was no beauty to be found. Instead, a gigantic dark mass of rage hid his soulful blue eyes, perfectly symmetrical features, and full lips under a cloak of misery so dense that it stole the breath from my lungs. I took down his name, and he took a piece of my heart. My mum always says that I'm too quick to trust, too fast to give away my feelings. I can't help it. Pain and suffering calls to me. It whispers my name, begging me to act as a salve to the unbearable ache that I can see them crumbling under. From the first moment I can remember, my touch has brought comfort. Whether it was my puppy when he injured his leg, my little sister when she grazed her knees, or my daughter who still looks to her mummy to kiss away the hurt. I'm the person who makes everything better. Until him. He confounded me. Shook off my desire to care for him with an angry shrug that should have scared me into leaving him alone. It didn't work, though. Because beneath his veneer of hostility, there's a glimmer of something deeper. It's easily identifiable to those who are adept at finding it. Hope. That's what I see when he lets his guard drop. And it's what stops me from walking away when he begins snarling at the world. Life let me taste the sweetness it can offer. One time long ago. The spark of interest that colours his cheeks when he looks at me. The hint of jealousy that narrows his eyes when I talk to his friends. The way he angles his body closer to mine when I'm near. They tell me two things. One, I'm responsible for the hope that's growing in his gaze with each furtive glance in my direction. Two, this man is my last chance to grab the fleeting goodness that life has to offer. Because together, we could do more than fall in love. We might find nirvana.